Good morning, and welcome to Simply Product Hunt. It's Tuesday, April 30th. On today's show, we have OG Pop-Up, the no-code free pop-up, and Sofa 4.0. Plus, we'll be talking about Reply AI Chat. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Product Hunt. We start off with an interesting new no-code tool that just launched on Product Hunt called OG, Pop-Up No-Code Free Pop-Up, which promises to help marketers create website pop-ups in minutes rather than hours. The tool claims to boost sales by enabling rapid idea-to-deployment cycles for pop-ups in as little as 30 seconds, with no coding required. Here to break down the launch for us is our resident Product Hunt correspondent. So tell us, what's the key value proposition of OG Pop-Up No-Code Free Pop-Up?
OG Pop-Up No-Code Free Pop-Up is really riding the wave of the no-code movement. Traditionally, implementing pop-ups on a website required either custom development work or wrestling with complex plugins. This tool puts the power directly in marketers' hands with a visual drag-and-drop builder. Non-technical users can quickly design and launch pop-ups without needing to tap developer resources. Speed seems to be a big emphasis, with the ability to go from idea to live pop-up in 30 seconds.
Some might argue that pop-ups can be intrusive and frustrate users if not implemented thoughtfully. How does OG Pop-Up No-Code Free Pop-Up address those concerns?
That's a great point. Pop-ups have earned a bit of a bad rap over the years. However, the creators of OG Pop-Up No-Code Free Pop-Up stress that their tool is designed to create pop-ups that actually boost sales. The implication is that by making the creation process so fast and accessible, marketers can rapidly test and optimize their pop-up strategy. They can find the right balance of effective messaging and unobtrusive user experience. When deployed judiciously, pop-ups can be powerful conversion tools without alienating visitors.
The no-code approach is interesting. How significant of a trend are you seeing this on Product Hunt with tools that enable non-developers to create things that previously required coding?
No-code is absolutely one of the hottest areas of innovation right now, both on Product Hunt and in the broader tech world. We're seeing an explosion of tools that allow non-technical people like marketers, designers, and business folks to build everything from apps to automations to websites. In many cases, no-code tools are expanding the scope of what small teams and even solo creators can accomplish without needing deep technical chops. It's really democratizing software creation.
I noticed that the OG Pop-Up No-Code Free Pop-Up team gave a shout-out to an AI writing assistant called AI Scribbler that helped them generate copy. Do you see AI being used often in tandem with no-code tools?
Absolutely. AI and no-code are two peas in a pod these days. They're both force multipliers that allow small teams to punch way above their weight. No-code tools provide the building blocks, while AI helps generate things like text, images, and even code to populate those building blocks. Together, they're enabling all kinds of people to bring their creative visions to life faster than ever before. I expect we'll see this combination continue to gain steam and unlock all sorts of exciting possibilities.
Fascinating stuff as always. Thanks for sharing your insights on this latest Product Hunt launch. Speaking of new apps, Sofa is aiming to help people be more intentional with their free time by creating lists of things to watch, read, play, and more. The latest version, Sofa 4.0, allows users to add virtually anything and expand the app to fit their exact needs with custom categories, ingredients, and smart lists. For more, we're joined by our Simply Product Hunt correspondent. So what makes Sofa stand out in the crowded space of list and productivity apps?
Sofa's key differentiator seems to be its focus on leisure and entertainment tracking, as opposed to work tasks or general to-dos. By providing dedicated categories for media like movies, books, and games, it encourages users to be thoughtful about how they spend their downtime. The ability to fully customize the app with your own categories and lists also allows it to adapt to each person's unique interests and hobbies.
It sounds like Sofa 4.0 is a significant update. What new capabilities does this version introduce?
The headlining feature of Sofa 4.0 is the ability to add essentially any type of content you want to track, rather than being limited to the app's predefined categories. Users can now create fully custom lists for things like restaurants to try, dream travel destinations, gift ideas, or really anything else. The update also adds support for ingredients, allowing you to break down list items into their component parts. For example, a recipe could have ingredients like ingredients or prep steps. Smart lists also allow dynamic filtering and organization of your content.
Do you think an app like Sofa can actually change user behavior when it comes to downtime? Or will most people fall back into mindless scrolling and binge watching?
Ultimately, an app alone probably won't drastically change ingrained habits. But by making it easy and even fun to track all the things you want to watch, read, eat, or do, Sofa seems to encourage more mindfulness about how you spend your free time. Planning ahead, even for leisure activities, can make you more likely to actually follow through rather than defaulting to passive consumption. Of course, Sofa's impact will depend on each user's self-control and ability to stick with the system. But it definitely seems like a step in the right direction for those looking to make better use of their off hours.
It will be interesting to see how apps like Sofa evolve to address the challenges of digital distraction and information overload. On the topic of productivity, Calendly is making waves with their new chat widget that streamlines the meeting booking process for website visitors. The widget allows interested parties to easily and quickly schedule meetings without ever leaving the site. Here with more details is our correspondent. What makes this Calendly widget so impactful?
The key is that it removes friction from the booking process. Before, if someone wanted to schedule a meeting after browsing a website, they'd have to switch over to a separate scheduling tool or start an email back and forth to nail down a time. But Calendly's chat widget puts available time slots right at their fingertips, letting them instantly book a meeting while staying engaged with the original site content. It's all about speed and convenience.
That does sound like a notable improvement to the user experience. Are you seeing any other innovations along these lines?
Yes. Another product that's transforming digital interactions is HeyGen. They've found a way to layer immersive multimedia on top of standard text conversations. So a customer chatting with a sales rep can be seamlessly shown videos, interactive product tours, all sorts of rich content without breaking the flow of the conversation. It's making chat-based selling far more effective and engaging.
Interesting. With tools like these and the rise of AI chatbots, it feels like conversational interfaces are becoming a dominant paradigm. Would you agree?
Absolutely. And products like ChatSonic are putting the power of ChatGPT into everyone's hands with their Chrome extension. It's built on the same foundation as the popular Reply AI chat assistant. So any internet user can now tap into those advanced language AI capabilities while browsing the web. The use cases are endless.
It's amazing how quickly these technologies are evolving and being commercialized. Thanks for the roundup, David. Now, let's shift gears and take a look at some of the latest tools and libraries that are making life easier for developers and designers. Today, we're diving into some of the technologies that are helping teams create stunning, high-performance user interfaces. Here with more is our correspondent. So, what's caught your eye in the world of UI development?
Well, David, one tool that's been generating a lot of buzz lately is Nevo. This library offers a huge variety of chart types that are not only visually impressive, but also highly customizable and easy to theme. Whether you need a simple bar chart or a complex data visualization, Nevo has you covered. And the best part? These charts load incredibly quickly, ensuring a smooth user experience.
That's great to hear. Data visualization is such a key part of modern web applications. But what about the other UI elements? Are there any standout resources for things like icons?
Absolutely. There's one icon set in particular that's been turning heads. It features beautifully crafted icons in a range of different styles. The duotone icons are especially nice. But what's really great is how easy it is to expand this set with your own custom icons. In fact, one team even added their own octopus icon.
An octopus icon? Now that's not something you see every day. It just goes to show the flexibility and creativity these tools enable. Now, icons and charts are great, but they need to fit into a cohesive overall design. What are teams using for their broader UI frameworks?
There's certainly no shortage of options in that space. one team reported trying out a whole slew of different UI libraries, even considering building their own, before finally finding the right fit with Chakra. They loved Chakra's flexibility and its smart theming system, which saved them a ton of development time. It seems to be a framework that's really resonating with a lot of teams.
Thanks for that deep dive into what's new and noteworthy in the world of UI development. It's always fascinating to get these insights into the specific tools and technologies that teams are using to build amazing products. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Product Hunt. We'll see you back here tomorrow.